fathers, most fathers do not play an important role in the household as mothers do.
好像在家庭里面，好像父亲的角色没有母亲那样的重要。
However, father's word may bring a greater impact to his children more than a mother's word.
但是在对儿女的影响力上面，父亲远远是往往是超过母亲的。
Do you agree?
大家同不同意？
Okay.
同意啊，同意啊。
Yeah, we know that most of the Chinese fathers were quiet and don't say much at home. But many of their children could still remember what they had said, their father had said to them, which might affect their lives.
我们知道很多的中国爸爸往往是在家里是搞寡言少语的，不太说话的。但是尽管如此，他们所说的一些话对儿女来说，他们还是会记着，而且对他们人生有很大的影响。
My father did not talk much at home, so that I don't even remember what he had said to me, except something like, work hard, try your best, take care of yourself, be careful, wear more, something like that.
我爸爸也是那其中一个沉默派的，然后对我所说的话也是不是很多，但是我就记得他讲的那几句话，我记得非常清楚。好比说要努力，认真努力，要天天向上。要这个照顾把自己照顾好，然后要多穿点衣服等等的，我今天还记得非常清楚。
But I'm lucky enough because when I came to America to study at the Asian Seminary in Ohio 20 some years ago, I find a host family who later became my spiritual father.
但是很幸运的，当我20多年前来到美国的俄亥俄州的时候，当我在读神学院的时候，我的接待家庭里面有一位像我属灵父亲的一位爸爸，我是非常幸运的，能够遇到这样一个人。
He always could give me words of wisdom every time when I ask for his advice.
每当我向他请意的时候，他都会给我一些智慧的言语来引导我。
I really enjoyed his spiritual guidance.Until he passed away a couple years ago.
一直到他几年前去世以前，我都一直的非常的享受他给我这些属灵的话语。
I know that some of you may not be lucky enough to have an influential father to say something important to you, but we all have a father in heaven, and he would like to say something important to us.
我知道不是像我一样，不是每个人都能够找到像这样一个属灵的父亲，但是我知道。我们天上的父亲是非常愿意跟我们说一些教诲的话。
His word is known as the Holy Bible.
然后他的话语就是记载在圣经中的话语。
So our sermon today is from the book of Psalm.
所以我们今天的经文是从诗篇。
Psalm is the longest book of the Bible, and chapter 119 is the longest chapter in the book of Psalms.
所以我们的诗篇119篇是圣经中章节最多最长的一段经节
with 176 verses
总共 一共有166
This chapter is divided into 22 parts and each part begins with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet
然后总共有22段，然后每一段都是所谓的字母诗，每一段的起头就是用希伯来字母中的一个字母来开始的。
The significance of this psalm is the each line, of the these parts begin with a different Hebrew letter intentionally.
然后它很特别的地方就是每一个部分的头一个字就是以希伯来的字母来作为开始。所以22个字母都包括在里面。
Which is to remind us that there is not a letter that doesn't honor God's word.
也就是提醒我们每一个字母都是用来尊荣神的。
The content of this chapter is respect, praise, and honor for God's word.
然后这个章节
so that all of us should have the same attitude toward God's word.
这个章节的主要的内容就是要尊敬要敬拜，要尊敬，要荣耀神，所以这也是我们每一个人的态度。
In this psalm, God's word is described with several different words, such as laws, testimonies, ways, precepts, statutes, commandments, judgments, words, and truth.
所以在这里提到许多有关尊荣华，就怎么如何尊荣神的一些字眼，好比是律例，好比是见证，好比是道路，好比是训词，好比是典章，好比是诫命，好比是判，好比是审判，好比是他的话，好比是他的真理等等。
This is there is a great respect for God's word, in this psalm, so that we should have the same attitude of respect for His word.
所以这篇诗篇一百一十九篇是非常对神的话语是非常尊荣的，我们也应该以同样的态度来尊荣他的话。
Without God's word, we should not have the information we need for our salvation and the guidance for our life journey.
没有神的话语，我们就无法得知神给我们的救赎，也不知道神对我们的引导。
The passage we just read on this Psalm 119, verse 9 to 16, is the second part of this chapter out of 22 parts.
所以我们刚读的这一段经节119然后九到十六是这个二十二段中的第二段。
There are many good lessons we can learn from this part.
然后从这段经文中，我们可以学到许多好的功课。
Especially in this passage, it provides us a clear picture of that our life can be impacted through His Word, including our direction of life, our attitude of worship, and our value of belief.
所以这段经文告诉我们许多的事情，包括我们人生的方向、敬拜的态度，以及对我们信念的一种价值观。
I'm going to share with three P's with you.
今天跟各位分享三样重点。
The first is path, our direction of life.
一个是道路，就是我们人生的方向。
Shall we read verse 9 to 11 together?
我们再一起念一下好吧，九到十一。少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话，我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Three things we need to know. The first is the word cleans the way for us when we were young.
所以第一样就是神的话语是可以洁净我们年轻时我们的道路。
The verse 9 says that how can a young person stay on the path of purity by living according to Your word.
所以第九节就告诉我们，少年人用什么话，用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。
Young people are easily to be tempted and misled to go to a wrong direction.
我们知道年轻人非常容易被受到诱惑，以至于误入歧途。
That's why we need to be more cautious when we were young.Or when we deal with young people.
也就是当我们自己年轻的时候，或者我们在接待年轻的时候，要非常的小心。
The best way to guide youth is not nagging from the parents, but teaching of God's word.
所以引导小孩、教导你的儿女的最好的方法，不是父母不断的碎碎念，而是用神的话语来引导他们。
In the Old Testament.God's word was expected under Israel to be taught to the youth.
所以在旧约，我们看到神的话语是被期待能够教导给儿童的。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 7, 6 to 7 says, "Shall we read together?"
生命记六六到七，我们一起念。我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心里，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你在坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
The teaching of the Bible to the youth is important.
所以教导儿女神的话语是非常的重要。
Also, King Solomon exhorted, Ecclesia, twelve verse one. Shall we read it together?
好，所罗门的话。你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾来近之时，当先念造你的主，当纪念造你的主。
Okay, so the inference from youth is very important.
所以我们从年幼的时候得到的教训是非常重要的。
The psalmist declared,
诗人也如此说。
Psalm 70. 1 verse 17. Shall we read together?
神啊，自我年幼时你就教训我，直到如今我传扬你奇妙的作为。
Declare your marvelous deeds. So this is first. The second is the words prevents us from wandering when we seek God with a whole heart.
第一个就是神的道不会让我们在徘徊迷失，当我们在诚心寻求道的时候，不会去迷失。
Shall we read verse 10 together?
我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我贪离你的命令。
Comments. Some people may feel frustrated when we are very sincere to seek God.
有人会觉得非常的灰心丧志，因为当我们一心在追求神的时候
，But they could not find it.
但是好像找不到。
And their life got lost. They feel like they got lost.
然后觉得整个人生的方向都迷失了。
Most likely.They used a wrong way or method to seek their gods.
我觉得最可能就是他们用了不错误的方法或错误的道路，然后寻找的是一个所谓的假神。
However, we can find the true God and His salvation through His word.
但是从神的话语里，我们可以找到这个真的神以及他的救赎。
Which is the Bible.
也就是我们的圣经里面可以找到这些。
Matthew 7:7 says.
马太福音。七章七节，我们一起念：我们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
His word would guide us the right path, so that our life journey won't get lost.
所以他的话语给我们指引我们正确的道路，我们的人生不至于迷失。
Hosea 9:17 says.
何西雅书九十七。
Shall we read together?
我的神必弃绝他们，因为他们不听从他，他们也必漂流在列国中。
In order to prevent us from wandering, your attitude and intention are important when you seek God.
所以，当你在寻求神的时候，当你不希望离失的时候，你的态度跟你的心态是非常重要的。
Amos 8:11-12.
阿摩斯书八章十一十二说，主耶和华说，日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿非因无饼，饥渴非因无水，乃因不听耶和华的话，他们必漂流从这海到那海，从北到东边往来奔跑，寻求耶和华的话却寻不着。
You won't get lost. You won't get lost if you truly seek God's word.
所以，你如果一心的寻求神的话，你是不会迷失的。
The last one, the word stored up in our heart keep us from sinning. Sinning, yeah.
Yeah, 神的话存于我们心中，可以避免我们犯罪。
Verse 11. Shall we read together?
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
I might not sin against you. Bringing the word of God from the book.And to our heart requires our response.
所以把神的话语从书里搬到我们的心里是需要我们行动的，需要我们做些事情的。
Without taking an action, the word of God won't come into our heart automatically.
如果没有行动的话，神的话也是不可能主动的就转到我们心里。
When we read God's word and memorize it.It might eventually be stored up in our heart and become a good reminder to prevent us from transgressions.
所以当我们读神的话语，而且还背诵、记诵他的话语的时候，他就会慢慢的存在我们心中。当我们需要的时候，遇到困难的时候，他就会时刻的提醒我们，让我们免于犯罪。
Psalm 37:31 says,
诗篇三十七、三十一。
Shall we read together?
神的律法在他心里，他的脚总不滑跌。
Okay. Also in Matthew 4:1-10, as Jesus was being tempted, he replied each time with, "It is written."
So, 当耶稣在这个马太福音四章，耶稣被魔鬼诱惑的时候，他的回答就是说，经里记载的什么什么什么。
I believe that it's the purpose there.For Jesus to set a good example of using God's words to prevent us from sinning.
So, I think that here, Jesus is 特别的把这个记载下，让我们 能够照着耶稣的榜样告诉我们，当有神的话语的时候，我们就可以免于犯罪。
Jeremiah records his attitude toward God's word.
所以耶利米书也同时表态，表示他们如何的对待神的话语。
Shall we read Jeremiah 15:16?
耶利米15:15-16，耶和华万军之神呐、啊，我得着你的言语，就当食物吃了。你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。
Okay, so, the second part, the second is praise our attitude of worship.
所以第二大点就是赞美我们的敬拜态度。
Shall we read from verse 12 to
14? 12-14，耶和华啊，你是应当称颂的。求你将你的律例教训我，用嘴唇传扬你口中一切的典章。我喜悦你的法度，如同喜悦一切的财物。
Okay, first of all, our praise would be a blessing to God.
所以我们的赞美可以成为神的祝福。
Shall we read 12?
我们再把十二节念一下。耶和华啊，你是应当称颂的。求你将你的律例教训我。
Okay, listen.Correct praise is a blessing to God.
所以我们当我们颂赞是正确的颂赞的时候，对神的祝福。
We Chinese translation, we don't like to bless God, 祝福 we don't like use that, but translated to 颂赞。
中文的翻译就是把我们觉得人好不应该去祝福神，所以把它祝福翻译成颂赞。
But really a blessing to God.
其实是祝福的意思。
If this is correct.
Yeah, 如果我们正确的赞美的确是给神的一种祝福。
Consider Psalm 34:1. It says,
诗篇34节，我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必藏在我口中。
His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Also in Psalm 66:8.
诗篇66:8，万民啊，你们当称颂我们的神。使人得赞美他的声音。
We can offer our own righteousness to God because no one is perfect in this world.
我们没有办法将我们所谓的我们自己的义来奉献给神，因为没有人是十全十美的。
And we sometimes don't even know that what God really wants from us.
有时候我们根本不清楚神要我从我们身上要的是什么。
Romans 10:2-3 says,
罗马书十章二到三这样说，一起念。我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识，因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意，就不服神的意了。
We can offer our praise to him as a blessing.
我们可以把我们的赞美给神变成神的祝福。
But the question is,How do we offer correct praise to him?
但是问题是我们如何能够给神献上所谓的正确的祝福呢？正确的赞美呢？
The answer is that God's word teaches us how to praise him correctly.
所以神的话语就教导我们如何去正确的赞美他。
John 4:24 says,
约翰福音4:24，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
The second part is that we may use our lips to praise him.
第二点是我们可以用开口来嘴唇来敬拜他。
Verse 13, shall we read together?
13节，我用嘴唇传扬你口中的一切典章。
Worshipping God in spirit and in truth doesn't meanThat we don't need to open our mouths to praise Him.
所谓的用心灵与诚实来敬拜他，并不是表示说我们不需要把口张开来颂赞他。
Psalm 51:15。
诗篇51:15。主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。
Praising God with our lips can also be considered as a sacrifice.We can offer to him.
开口颂扬神可以称为是给神的一种馨香的献祭。
Consider Hebrews 13:15.
希伯来书十三章十五节说，我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为献祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
When we gather to worship God, if we cannot open even our mouths and lips, how can we possibly open our heart to Him?
当我们在一起敬拜神的时候，我们如果连嘴巴都张不开，我们怎么如何能够打开我们的心房呢？
The third one is that our praise would reflect genuine joy for the Lord.
第二个就是我们的赞美会反映出对主的真正的喜乐。
Verse 14, shall we read together?
十四节我们念，我喜悦你的法度，如同喜悦一切的财物。
Rejoice in great riches. Obeying God's word is not an easy action.
所以能够顺从神的话语不是一个简单的行简单的事。
Do you agree?
不是一个容易的事。你同意吗？
同意啊。We may feel, you know, that is hard to be rejoice in following God's word.
我们觉得有时候觉得好像遵从神的话语并不是一件非常愉快的事情。
But the reality is that if we can change our attitude of worship, we can rejoice in everything God says to us.
但事实上，如果我们能够改变我们敬拜的态度，我们就在神的任何话语中，我们都可以得到喜乐。
You will realize that the moment we spend with Him is so precious, and His word is so sweet to us.
你会查验到我们与他同在的时刻是多么的宝贵，他的话语是多么的甘甜。
Psalms 33 verse 1.
诗篇三十三第一节，义人呐、啊，你们应当靠耶和华欢乐。正直人的赞美是合宜的。
Upright, I believe that one day we will surely rejoice in praise and worship with many others in heaven before the throne of our Lord.
我深信有一天我们必须一定会在天上的大宝座前与万国万民一起来敬拜，一起来颂赞他。
Just like the Revelation 19:5 says,
启示录十九章第五节说，有声音从宝座出来说，神的众仆人呐、啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。
Amen. Yeah, the last part is the purpose.
第三点就是目的，我们的呀，我们的价值信念。
Three things. The first of all is that we may meditate upon God's word.
我们可以默想神的话语。
So the verse 15, the first part says, I meditate upon your precepts. When we are willing to meditate on God's words, it shows that we value the importance of His word more than anything else in the world.
当我们愿意默想神的话语的时候，我们就表示我们对他的话语的重视性是超过世上万事。
By doing so, we admit that His words should be kept in our hearts and should not be easily forgotten.
所以，当我们肯默想他的话，表示说我们必须要把他的话藏于我们心，而不是快快的忘记，很容易就忘记了。
In other words, we should always be reminded to.Prioritize the Bible in our daily lives.
也就是说，每天要把圣经摆在我们万事的最前面。
Psalm 1:2 says,
诗篇一章第二节说，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
So Bible, in Psalm 145 verse 5 says,
诗篇一百四十五章。我要默念你的威严的尊荣和你奇妙的作为。
On your wonderful works. So, First Timothy 4:15-16 also says,
提摩太前书，这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
These verses remind us to meditate upon His word.
所以这些经文就是告诉我们要经常的背诵他的话语。
second is so that we may respect God's words, ways.
第二就是我们可以尊荣神的话语。
The second part,
神的道路。
The second part of verse 15 says, and
第十五的
consider your ways.
所以我要看重你的道路。这里 consider 翻成看重。
Consider means respect in this passage.
中文翻得很好，中文叫把这个考虑翻成看重，就是尊重的意思。
God's way is much better than our own ways.
神的道路是远远超过我们人的道路。
When we show our respect to His way, we are also honoring God.
所以当我们把他的话语看重的话语，也就是我们在尊荣他。
As we honor God, we value the importance of God's way and acknowledge.That following His way is a blessing to our lives.
所以，当我们看重的话语，这话语，当我们尊荣上帝的时候，表示我们尊荣、尊重视上帝的道路和重要性，并且承认遵循他的道路是对我们生命的一种祝福。
But it may not be easy to do, because we often believe that our way sometimes is the best.
也许这不是那么的容易，因为我们常常以为自己的道路是最好的。
So we became so stubborn and reluctant to repent.
所以我们常常变得非常的顽固，或者是拒绝去悔改。
Psalm 27 verse 11 says,
诗篇二十三二十七十一说，耶和华啊，求你将你的道路教我，因我仇敌的缘故，引导我走平坦的路。
Consider King.Nebuchadnezzar's statement in Daniel's 4:37 says,
在以理书我们看到尼布甲尼撒王所说的这句话，现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊荣敬畏天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平，那行动骄傲的他能降为卑。
I believe that even a Gentilecan respect God's way. As the king of Babylon who admitted that God's way was so amazing to him.
So, 像这个巴比伦王，他也能够是一个所谓的外邦人，他也能够承认神的伟大，能够尊荣他。
Then how about you as a Christian?
那我们身为基督徒的我们呢？
Do you believe that God has prepared his way for you?
你深信神准为你预备了你的道路吗？
Or you still want to go your own way?
还是你还想照着自己路去行呢？
1 Peter 2:9 says,
彼得前书二章第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭祀，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That is the wayThat God has prepared for you.
这就是神为你们预备的道路。
But the question is, are you willing to follow the way God has prepared for you?
问题是你们愿意跟从神给你预备好的这条道路吗？
Or you still act your own way?
还是想走自己的路呢？
The last process, so that we may delight in God's word and not forget it.
好，最后一点，我们可以。喜爱神的话语而不忘记。
Verse 16,
第十六节，我要在你的律例中自乐，我不忘记你的话。
Neglect your words. Most of people only enjoy the things they like the most.
我们大部分人就是对我们有兴趣的事情，我非常的喜欢。
For example,
好比说
if someone likes to play the piano, perhaps he can sit by the piano playing for a whole day without eating anything.
所以一个人很喜欢弹钢琴话，他可以坐在钢琴前面弹一整天，连吃饭都忘记。
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about myself.
讲就是我，就是我自己。
Yeah, but for those who don't like the piano, he may shed tears within 5 minutes when he is forced to practice.
如果是不喜欢钢琴人，只要弹个五分钟就开始鬼哭。
And
his, 鬼哭狼嚎的，然后全家也是被他搞得鸡犬不宁，泪流满面。
And his entire family may suffer with him because of the terrible music he makes.
然后全家也被他那个像杀鸡一样那个音乐搞得整家的鸡犬不宁。
what we can delight in is not determined by our own interest, but our value or belief.
所以我们所谓喜悦的事情不应该是跟我们就是不应该就是我们的兴趣，而是要靠着我们信仰的价值观。
Many of you may know this. Many ABCs, ABC means American born Chinese, don't like to learn Chinese language when they were little.
所以我们当中大概做父母都有这个经验，我们孩子小的时候，我们所谓的 ABC 在美国生长的中国小孩非常不愿意去上所谓的中文学校。
But when they grow up,they start to learn Chinese actively when they go to college.
但是当他们进到大学，反而是主动、自动、自发的去上中文学校，去上中文课。
They realize how important it is to their lives.
因为他们了解的中文对他们人生的这个重要性。
Yeah. Likewise, no one can force you to delight in God's word unless you value it.
同样的，也没有人能够强迫你去在神的话语中有喜乐，除非你认识到它的价值。
If you cherish God's word as the most important thing in your life, then your attitude will show it.
如果你认为神的话语是生命中最重要的，你的态度会把这个彰显出来。
Psalm 40, verse 8 says.48,
我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
Yeah, you see the attitude.
所以这个态度就完全表现出来了。
Also in the New Testament, Paul also said.
所以保罗也说，在罗马书里说。
Yeah, for I delight in the laws of God.
因为按照我里面的意思是喜欢神的律。
Yeah, so if we change our attitude, then we can value.The importance of God's word.
所以，当我们的态度转变的时候，我们就能够对神的我们的信念的价值观有个肯定的价值观。
As for the conclusion, God is great, and His word is so precious to us.
好，我们这个结论做一个总结，就是神是何等伟大，他的道何等的珍贵，因此每个人都应该尊荣神和他的话语。
So everyone should honor God and His word.
所以每一个人都应该尊荣神的话语。
There are thousands of thousands stories about how God's word transforming lives every day in this world.
每天都有成千上万人可以见证神的话如何的改变他们的生命。
Some of you may have experienced God's word that impact your lives.
你们中间有人亲身的经历神的话语是如何的影响改变你们的生命。
The Bible is like our daily bread.To make our spiritual life grow.
我圣经就好像灵这个属灵的面包一样，让我们的生命能够成长，能够改变。
We really need God's word to guide our daily lives.
我们每天都需要神的话语来引导我们。
As the Psalm 119:105 says.
就好像诗篇一百一十九篇。
Thy word.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Without God's word, how can we possibly survive in this world full of challenges and difficulties?
如果没有神的话语，我们怎么能够在这个弯曲悖逆的时代里面能够存活呢？
Honestly, I don't mind you if you come to me saying, Pastor Ye, would you please pray for me? I have troubles.
老实说，如果你有困难的时候来跟我讲说，叶牧师，请你替我祷告，我是一点都不在意的。
But I know everyone, are facing difficult time in their lives, and I'm willing to pray for them and walk with them through their hardships.
我知道每一个人生命中都会有些困难，我是非常愿意与他们一起祷告，然后陪伴他们度过这个难关的。
But I also really want you to experience God's almighty power through reading His word.
但是我更希望你们能够透过神的话语来经历过他的大能。
I guarantee you that you will gain enough strength and wisdom to deal with your own struggles through His word.
我可以向你保证， 靠过他，透过他的话语，你会有足够的力量跟智慧来面对人生的一切困难跟挑战。
Again, I believe God's word can truly impact our lives.
所以我非常的相信神的话语是可以影响我们的人生。
As you are determined to read His word every day, your life should be influenced day by day.
当你立志每天要读神你他的话语的时候，你的生命会每天都会有所改变。
Then you will also experience life-changing testimony.
然后你自己会经历到一些改变生命的一种见证。
It's those who read God's word regularly.
那些读神话语，经常读神话语的人，那种见证，你自己亲自也可以经历过。
So the more you read God's word.The more you would agree that you are no longer living for yourself, but living for Christ.
So, 当你阅读神的话语，就会越认同你不再是为自己而活，而是为基督而活。
Do you agree?
赞成吗？
Yeah. So let us be reminded that we need to read His word.
所以我们都知道，我们必须要被提醒要研。
And living for Christ.
然后为耶稣而活。
Shall we stand and sing this responsive hymn? Living for Christ.